Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm Eli Roth. In the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real, horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face-to-face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel, wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. Hope you're well. I hope you're safe wherever you're at, all over the country, all over North America. Thank you for tuning in here to CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out for the next 3 hours. So whether you're at work, on the road, going out on a Friday night, coming back in from a Friday night, whether you're getting to the money, you could be delivering, driving, picking up, dropping off. Thank you for listening. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. So if you're in your vehicle and you gotta go inside, you don't just gotta sit in your car unless you don't want to go inside. I think a lot of people understand what the hell I mean. I mean, sometimes you pull up to the house, got your spouse inside, maybe you got your kids inside, maybe you got people visiting to your house. I'll take a sigh. I know how it feels. Hey, Shep, you ever go home and didn't want to go inside because of who was in there?
Of course.
Oh, damn. Oh, my God. Yeah, man. I've sat in my car like 10, 15 minutes going, damn.
Ugh. Well, in fairness, it's also rather smart sometimes because you also know you've had a long day. You're kind of, getting out the cobwebs in terms of what you went through frustration-wise. And so sometimes it's good just to reset so you don't bring that into the household. So I actually respect.
What if it's in the house? What if it's
that kind of you don't want to go back to the house after work. Got it.
It's like you pull up to your own house and you're in a garage and you just.
Yeah.
Just sitting there, man.
Then it's time to get a new house.
Oh, well, damn. It's time to get people out the house.
Well, that's what I mean by that, too.
Yeah, get them people out the house. Maybe it's your in-laws.
Oh, that's a rough situation all the way around.
Sometimes they don't know when to leave. It's nothing worse. Somebody, you got to kick them out. Anyway, if you got people in your house right now and you don't want them in there, just turn the radio up and I'll call me and I'll shout them out your house.
Just no squatter rights. That would be my advice too.
How long is that? You somebody stays there for what, like 3 weeks? And
30 days. 30 days. Yeah.
Is that a New York thing or is different?
It's a New York thing. It can obviously be you are habitating illegally. If you can prove you have been at a residence for 30 days, you cannot get removed. You cannot be forcibly removed.
If you stay somewhere for 30 days, you can't get the boot.
Correct.
So if you move a girlfriend or boyfriend or what friend into the house.
I've seen it play out very ugly, but it happens. It happens more
than
you think.
Why does somebody, I guess you can't go nowhere else, but why does somebody want to be somewhere where they're not wanted?
Have you seen the prices of rent in major cities, JR?
I'm forcibly going to stay on the couch?
I'm not saying it's not the right thing to do, but there are people that take advantage of other people in this country, especially when it comes to high-paying rent. It happens, unfortunately.
So what do? You just you move into the house, the apartment with somebody, and y'all are doing the nasty, and then you con them into staying? Is that what it is?
There are people that absolutely do that today. With inflation not being able to keep up with minimum wage and job raises. I mean, people are doing that more and more, unfortunately.
I should have been doing this for the past 20 years, man.
Now you have talent. You don't do that when you have talent.
I mean, I find me a good old cougar, man, and I don't have to go anywhere. Is that what it is? A cougar, right?
Yeah, that's the definition. And in some cases, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to stop myself.
I need all the cougars to call me. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. The cougars are busy here on a Friday night. And speaking of cougars, we talked about the Lions. I guess that'd be close enough. So we've already had a busy show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you missed any of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Shout outs to all the Cougars and Cubs and everybody getting busy on a Friday. Well, we're talking football, okay? In about 15 minutes from now, we're going to talk to my main man I met earlier this week. His name is Ira. Ira goes to almost he goes to a lot of sporting events. And so we're going to talk to Ira into the future, but I wanted to introduce him tonight. Ira on sports. He has a sports radio show in Florida, also distributes it online. We're going to hear more about Ira, where he's at, what he's doing. This guy is all over the country every day of the week just watching sports. And there are a lot of things that I'm looking forward to this weekend. So we'll hear from him and get his thoughts as well. And this, I Googled this. Right before we went to break, if you weren't here, apologies. A guy called up, and this is probably going to be a bloodbath, and if it's not, it'll be a surprise. But the New York Jets are hosting the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday night, and America will have an opportunity to watch the abuse. And one of the things that we've already heard is that Taylor Swift is going to be there. Okay, whoop-de-freaking-do. Everybody is supposed to care. The camera will be – they might as well do – a Taylor cast. We got the Manning cast. What's the other one called, Shep? This Manning cast. Stephen A. Smith has one for basketball, doesn't he?
Yeah, not as popular, but yes, he does have one.
Oh, crap. Wow. Not as popular.
It's just a fact. Yeah. I'm not trying to pick on someone that picks on everybody else.
I get it. Yeah, he did say Max Kellerman didn't want to work with the guy. But anyway, they should have a separate feed for Sunday's game just to look at Taylor Swift for people who are interested in following her every move. And so a guy called up and he said, hey, JR, did you hear they're going to be giving away Taylor Swift friendship bracelets at MetLife Stadium? Man, I didn't hear about no friendship bracelet. Like, isn't that the most counter NFL thing ever? We're giving away friendship bracelets? Nah, man, you keep that stuff. I think it's fake. If they give away friendship bracelets, then whatever, what a world. Either way, the Jets are going to be hosting Kansas City. Maybe I'll be able to go to sleep early on Sunday night because it's so much of an ass-kicking. And who knows? Either way, Andy Reid has already started to talk about this matchup. And, folks, is Andy Reid a comedian or what? Listen to this. He was asked about the New York Jets.
Playing the Jets, good football team. We know that. One of the best defenses in the National Football League, and an offense that's growing.
Andy Reid, come on, man. Are you serious? Did this man just call the New York Jets a good football team? Where's Andy? These guys say things, they don't even believe it.
And an offense is growing.
The offense is growing. I guess him and Rob Saleh are best friends. Rob Saleh, yeah, it's whole offense, whatever. Everybody feeding each other crap here in the NFL.
Playing the Jets, good football team.
Well, what does Robert Saleh think about his team? We did hear, by the way, you know, Aaron Rodgers was kind of teasing earlier this week that he might be on the sidelines. I'm like, ugh. Here we go. Maybe the real coach will come back to town. This is what Rob Saleh had to say about the potential of Aaron Rodgers showing up.
Would love to have him back. Now, you know, whenever it's whenever it's safe for him to travel. I know he wants to get back, but you know, I'm not exactly sure where that is on the timeline.
This is just, imagine Aaron Rodgers shows up, right? And you got Patrick Mahomes on the field. Taylor Swift and Aaron Rodgers are going to receive more of the attention for two people who aren't even playing in the game. Weird things happen in the football. Weird things happen in the NFL. And maybe, just maybe, there's a couple of turnovers, there's a couple of shock plays, maybe there's a huge play. Maybe the New York Jets can just have a gift fall into their laps. I'm not counting on it.
We Garrett know that. Wilson,
Garrett Wilson, star wide receiver for the New York Jets, he said what we all know. There is no replacing Aaron Rodgers.
He's a one-of-one guy that you know, no one can replace. You know, it takes a full collective to try and replace the impact of someone like that. And yeah, man, you know, we for sure miss him.
Yeah. That's the coach. That's the best player. That's the coach. He's the East Coast coach. He is the West Coast coach. He is the broken Achilles coach. He is Rob Saleh's boss. He owns Woody Johnson, the Band-Aid man. Aaron Rodgers is the guy. Maybe the New York Jets can get lucky on Sunday instead of embarrassing themselves in front of the world. There is a good game that I want to see that isn't or shouldn't be an embarrassment. It's the Buffalo Bills. It's the Miami Dolphins. I'm looking forward to that one. And, you know, I was giving the Buffalo Bills a little bit of an edge, knowing the fact that they're at home. But now with no Jordan Poyer, I'm not feeling it. I've changed my mind from yesterday. I think the Miami Dolphins are going to go up there and actually win. A matter of fact, the Buffalo Bills, they have been owning Miami, 11-2 in their last 13 games. That includes the playoffs. Sorry to mention that for the divisional round. Sorry, Dolphins fans. And that includes seven straight home games against Miami. But I think that stops right here. Jalen Waddle is going to return from that concussion. Tyreek Hill is accumulating yards at a rate only second to Justin Jefferson. And the Dolphins are trying to go 4-0 for the first time since 1995. Tyreek Hill, he's like, man, when I step out onto the field, I don't care if it's Poyer. Damn it, it could be DeMar Hamlin. DeMar Hamlin, this could be his first regular season game back. But Tyreek Hill, he don't care who the opposition is.
It definitely gives us an advantage, especially for me being a smaller guy. Corners aren't able to, like, jam me at the line of scrimmage. So I'm able to, you know, use my speed and, you know, run routes. So we all love that.
It's like Mighty Mouse. It's like, well, not Mighty Mouse. It's like Tom and Jerry. Every time that little rat runs into the hole, a cat can't get there. It's just like that, the cartoons. Josh Allen. People want to write him off and, he's going backwards. He's not the same guy. He makes too many mistakes. And Josh Allen's like, man, I know the Dolphins ain't going to be easy. They just whooped the Broncos' ass.
It's a team that's playing extremely well. We understand that. Their defense is playing at a high level as well, too. So we got to put in the work this week, have a great week of preparation, and go out there and try to execute on Sunday.
Typical quarterback speak. We appreciate it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Baltimore and talk to John. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking
good.
My call.
You sound very far away. Are you
big fan
speaking?
Of yours.
Thank you, John. John. Let's go to Rob in Buffalo while John figures things out. Hey, Rob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR.
How are you? Oh, man, what happened to him? He got abducted by aliens.
So John was in a tunnel.
A tunnel?
He was in a tunnel. I talk about timing. It's everything in life.
What, the Baltimore tunnel?
Yeah, that's what that was, yeah.
Hey, John, you in downtown Baltimore?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah, like Verizon. I can hear you now. Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of yours, man. You absolutely are, you're a rock star. I can't believe I got through. But, yeah, I believe we're finally going to get over the hump. And, you know, it's going to start Ooh. Sunday where we're gonna beat Miami.
The Bills. You're in Baltimore, but you're a Bills fan? Are you working in Baltimore or what?
Yeah, no, I woke up one day without a team when the Colts left.
Oh, crap.
And so, you know, it just – the Bills just like, you know, back then they were always on TV. I just like – it was just became a Bills fan naturally, and I cannot be a Ravens fan. All my friends and family are kind of teasing me about it. But I'm like – you know, I'm a Bills fan, and finally we got to win a Super Bowl, you know. And I think it's going to be the biggest party ever seen because nobody has that heartache that we have, you know what I mean? Bills fans are really, you know, it's a special breed, man. We go through a lot.
Yeah, it's just a lot of resiliency. That's correct, John.
I just wanted to see what you thought about Ema. I mean,
yeah, I'm not sweating. It's too early. It's too early for me to sweat the Bills. I know a lot of people looked at what they did or did not do against the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers goes down. How do you lose? Everybody's entitled to a whooping, you know.
Yeah, the first game is always that, you know, that lie. That first game is always that, you know. But I think we're going to pull it together, and we have a lot of great talent, and we'll see what happens.
There's no doubt about that. Well, thank you, John.
Be well, and keep on rocking, man. You're a rock star.
All right,
go Bills.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, John. Yeah, go Bills from Baltimore. Yes. Call back anytime, bro. 855-212-4CBS. Joey's here from Colorado Springs. What's up, Joey?
Hi, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you on this Friday night?
Well, as a Broncos fan, I can't say I'm doing too well, unfortunately.
Uh-oh. You didn't quit football yet?
No, because that's what fans do, right? You don't quit. No matter how – I mean, respect to Lions fans, man. I'm happy for them.
Right.
Like, I mean, you've had decades of suck in that, or excuse me, you've had decades of not being very good, and now you're really good. So,
yeah, good for them. But now let's talk about your team. They stink.
And, you know, one thing that I've noticed is being a Broncos fan in that Colorado media, a lot of local pundits are blaming Russell Wilson still. And it makes no sense to me because if you look at his stats, he's played really well.
Yeah, he's like, playing better than what he did last year. Yes, I'd agree.
I think he's definitely taken a leadership role on the team. And I just think it's their defense, which is ironic because our defense is what's been good for years and years and years. And then finally, we get an offense, and our defense sucks. And you know, I'm really happy that Vance Joseph took it on the nose and said it's on me. At the same time, though, if that happens again, I mean, 70 points is unacceptable. At any level, 70 points is unacceptable.
Yeah, you don't got to tell me. I mean, when's the last time you saw a team score 70 points?
A high school game?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sure. But of course it's the defense. I mean, they're giving up 70 points and 30-something points. And so, yeah, but the fact of the matter is nobody cares what Russell Wilson is doing. He could be good, bad, ugly. He could be doing better. If the team is allowing anybody to just come through and walk all over him, he's – I don't even really think – locally for you in Colorado, sure, but nationally ain't nobody thinking about him right now. It's just the team sucks.
I think there's a lot of talent on the team, and we're gonna prove it again. We're gonna prove it Sunday against the Bears.
Well, and that's not gonna be tough.
Go ahead.
I said it's not going to be tough. So somebody has to win, and it'll probably be Denver. And if they lose, then yeah, man, I'll keep the jokes on coming. Hey, Joey, thank you for calling from Colorado Springs, man. I appreciate you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get one more in before we go to break. Let's talk to Ethan from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ethan?
Hey, man, I'm just getting to Cleveland. Huron Tiger fan. They just beat the crap out of Bellevue and high school football. I am lit. Nick Chubb is going to be back in the playoffs, I hope. And I'm a Chiefs friendship bracelet recipient. I'll take one of those.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ethan. We got to find where to get him a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet. The Browns are going to take on the Ravens. That'll be interesting. Deshaun Watson, God knows what's going on with him. Got a little bit of a shoulder issue going on. No guarantee that he plays. So it's like the Ravens miss out on Anthony Richardson. Maybe they'll miss out on Deshaun Watson. Let's see if they can walk away with a W and not be disappointed. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to an individual who goes all over the country checking in just on a bunch of games. He's actually, I think, in Texas right now. His name is Ira. He has a show. It's called Ira on Sports. We're going to find out why he travels the country, where he goes, and just why does he love this so much? We're going to talk to Ira on the other side and also hear from him about what games he wants to see over the weekend. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I told you about him last night, but he's here with us right now. This man travels all over the country checking in on the world of sports. He has a radio show down in West Palm Beach, Florida. You can listen to him on 95.9, 106.9. He is all over the place. I needed to bring him on, introduce him to you here on CBS Sports Radio. It's my main man, Ira Kaufman. You could find him online, Ira on Sports. Ira, how are you, man?
I'm great. I'm in the middle of Texas, in the heart of Texas, really, in the middle between Austin and Houston, dead center between both cities.
Now, I can imagine, and this is the reason why I wanted to introduce you to the audience, because you go everywhere. We're going to talk about what you're getting ready to do. For everybody listening right now, who are you? What do you do? Why are you all over the place checking in on sports? Fill us in on your love.
I just love going to sporting events. I've been going to sporting events forever. I've been a huge Penn State fan, been to 220 games, but I've been to like 120 Steeler games. I've been to almost 60 NBA finals, basketball games, dozen Super Bowls, 60 World Series games. I just love going to the sports events. I go as a fan. I don't go as a media personality. I'm buying a ticket. I'm going on Ticketmaster. I'm buying those. I was, you know, before we had online, I'm outside scalping outside the arena, and I'm going to go see Texas play Kansas. And I've never been to a stadium, never been to Texas Memorial Stadium, Darrell Royal Stadium in Austin. So I'm excited about that. And then I'm going to go see my Steelers back playing the Houston Texans in Houston on Sunday. I like to do on the weekends, a Saturday college, Sunday pro.
My main man, Ira on Sports, here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Man, you're all over the place. I mean, you're checking in Austin, Texas, and then you're going to go and you're going to check in Houston, man. How do you keep up all this energy to check in on all these sports?
I just love going to events. I love kickoff. I love before the game. I like to be in the stadium early. I mean, last year I went down and I saw the Georgia-Tennessee game, and just being like the first person in that stadium and seeing Hendon Hooker warm up before the game, and just an excitement of watching Hooker throw that ball. And then, of course, you know, his injury later in the season. But I love being in the venues. I love being there early. I love seeing the fans. I mean, this game, this Texas-Kansas game, this is huge. I mean, it's a huge game for Texas. This is a chance for Texas to really keep the ball rolling, to go to the national, you know, the championship playoffs. And then, you know, the Steeler-Texan game. Texans played great last week. Steelers played great last week. Excited for this game.
Man, Ira on Sports is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I wanted to have Ira on because as the season goes on and seasons go on, just every sporting event, it's not just football, man. You were just at the U.S. Open. Where have you been over the past few months?
Well, you know, it's so funny. I say every year, I'm not going to go all the time, and I missed 2 days. I had to go my fantasy basketball football draft. I had to miss for that. But at literally 12 out of 14 days, almost every session, I love the Open. I tell people, if you don't even like tennis, go. It is a must see. It is awesome. I love tennis because it is like boxing. We have Canelo and Charlotte this weekend, but the idea is that they're not killing each other. They can play one match, play another, watching the young Americans like Tiafoe and Ben Shelton play. Of course, the GOAT of all times, Djokovic. Seeing Coco Gauff and the excitement of that. I'm a humongous tennis fan, but I love golf. I love tennis. I'm missing the boxing match, the big boxing match. So no, just, I love going to sporting events. I love being there. And every weekend I look to see, what's an event that I want to go see? Which of the sports is, I was there, the Aaron Rodgers game. I went to the US Open final on Sunday. Monday, I was at the game where Aaron got injured in the MetLife.
Oh man. Well, listen, Ira, the New York Jets could still use a QB. How's your arm, man?
It's not good. They don't want me.
Okay. Ira is joining us. Ira on sports. I know you're all over the country at all of these sporting events. I know you're based in Florida where you have your radio show. Tell us about the radio show, Ira.
Well, the key thing for my show is what I try to do, and I've listened to so much of your interviews, the same way you and I have the same philosophy, is that I like to bring guests on the show that really haven't done a lot of other interviews, that have something to say, let them tell their story. We just had Dwight Gooden on the show, great interview. Larry Zonka on the show a couple of weeks ago, that was another great interview. And it's, this coming week, we have Bob Whitsitt on, who is a former general manager of the Portland Trailblazers. Who's the best person to come on and talk about the trade of Lillard when he was running Portland, traded Clyde Drexler? So I like to bring in guests that you don't really hear so much, but are pretty famous, and let them tell their stories. I'm not playing gotcha. I'm not trying to ask them the really tough questions, but boy, they love to tell stories, and I just want to hear the stories. If they're writing a book out or talking about something, I love having them on my show.
And where can people listen to that?
It's on Iron Sports, on SoundCloud, our iTunes, if you're down in Florida, all throughout. There's on five stations from Fort Lauderdale to West Palm Beach, called the Oldie Station, but it's on Monday night at 7. It leads into Monday Night Football. We like to do a pre-Monday Night Football type show, previewing the game, that type of thing.
My main man, Ira on Sports, is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. I know you're busy doing the Texas thing. Checking in on Austin. Hey, go hang out on 6th Street for me before you hit out to Houston. I know you said you won't be able to watch Charlo and Canelo tomorrow.
No, I'll watch it on TV. I just think I'm not going to be there. I wish I was there.
I'm sure. Well, listen, man, you're going to have to get the time travel together. What are some other games and matchups over this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, that you're going to check in on, Ira?
Well, I'm not going to be at it, but boy, who would not want to be in Boulder for USC Colorado? I mean, tremendous. I mean, Caleb Williams, this is the showcase type game. I've been watching USC at sometimes 1 a.m. I mean, I'm a big stay up late Saturday night watching Michael Penix Jr. of Washington, Caleb Williams. I love the Pac-12. Quarterbacks, they're doing amazing, but this is a great game at 12 o'clock Eastern time, Shador Sanders prime time. This would be great, and I'm excited for this game. I think USC is going to put on a show. Last week they looked terrible against Arizona State, but I think with the bright lights, I wouldn't say bright lights, but I would say the spotlight of the nation, you're going to see Caleb Williams, who is clearly going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft, who is probably better than, I would say, 20 to 22 quarterbacks right now in the NFL. And you're going to see a magician what he is on Saturday.
Wow. Let me get your thoughts on one NFL game before we roll out of here. Man, everybody's talking about the Dolphins after what they just did to the Broncos, putting up a 70-20 on them. What are your thoughts on what this game is going to look like between the Dolphins and the Bills?
No, when you're at that game, that Buffalo Jets game, and everyone was staying in the game, Josh Allen, turnovers, Josh Allen's not the player, he makes too many mistakes, and he plays poorly in that game. But that was a crazy game. I mean, being in that stadium when Rodgers gets hurt and the fans and everything, you can just see how it just unnerved the Bills. It was just a crazy environment. But I think the last couple of weeks, you've seen the Buffalo Bills team. Now, the Dolphins, this is what happened last year. Look how they started like this last year, and then at the end of the year, they started, even when Tua, after the concussions, came back, they did not have this offensive firepower. But boy, I can't wait for this game. I know the Bills are favored by 2. I think Dolphin fans think they're going to go undefeated. This is going to be, 51 years since they last the time a team went undefeated. But I cannot wait for this game. I can't wait for Sean McDermott against McDaniels in terms of, who's going to with the offense and the defense. But I look for Josh Allen to have a huge game. I really think this is a situation where he's going to say, okay, everyone's talking about Tua, this and the Dolphins, 70 points. But let's see what we put up for this. But I can't wait. It's going to be a great game. I can't believe it's a 1 o'clock game. And that's not, you know, prime time on Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, well, we can't move Taylor Swift versus the New York Jets out the way now, can't we? We can't do that.
No, I mean, it's you know what is so funny is I look, you know, someone, I follow ticket prices as much as I follow the lines of the games and the odds, and I cannot believe the ticket prices have gone up for games that Taylor Swift is going to attend. I'm like, you don't get to see her. She's not singing. She's not on the field. Like, you can't even see people in sky. I can't tell you how many games I've been at and people say, hey, did you see so-and-so at the game? I'm like, they're in a skybox. They're whatever. I've been in the skyboxes, in the suites, and I still don't see these people that they talk about. So it's not like I can't believe, like, I got to go to the Jets game because Taylor Swift is going to be there. I mean, it's crazy.
It's wild. It certainly is. Well, Ira, I appreciate you taking the time. We're going to have you on more often. I mean, the games that you're at, when we're on the air, we need to get you on air to get your first person perspective, being in these stadiums, being in these arenas. We got a deal, Ira?
Totally. I can't wait. And I'm excited. I mean, I get so pumped up. I mean, I've been to so many games. I remember I was at the Super Bowl last year and I walked in there. I couldn't believe how excited I was. And I've been to so many of these games. And I get as excited as like this little kid who said, like, this is the first Super Bowl I've ever been to. And I'm like, I'm just as excited as that little kid is. So I love going to these events. I love being at the games and I love to tell you about it. So that'd be great.
Absolutely. My main man, Ira, we're out of here, man. Tell everybody where they can find and follow you online, social media, and the show again. Fill them in.
Ira on Sports on Instagram, Ira on Sports on SoundCloud, iTunes. And if you're down in Florida, there's five stations, 95.9, 106.9, other stations that have it called the Oldies on Monday night live 7 to 8.
It's my main man, Ira on Sports, joining us. Make sure you check him out. That's Ira, I-R-A. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Man, I need to get like Ira and bounce all over the place. We're going to take a break. And on the other side, Ira's enthusiastic. I love Ira. We're going to talk to someone who's actually kind of miserable right now. His name is Chase Claypool. We're going to hear him and hear his comments on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I really, really respect you, man. I don't always agree with you, but you are really, really good at your job. Smart, well-spoken guy, and I respect how you listen to people, even if they have different opinions than you. And you seem like one of the rare people in your industry who's willing to hear things and potentially change your mind. So I love that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, a big shout-out to Ira on Sports for joining us in the last segment. This man just rolling around through Texas, looking at all the sports. Hey, Shep, I think on the way from Texas game going out to Houston, I'm sure he's going to find something else to see. He's going to see a rodeo. He's going to see two cows running down the street. He's going to find something, man.
He's a tennis guy, too.
Tennis. You think he's going to find two cows playing tennis?
Probably not.
Maybe not. I don't know. Busy guy. Shout outs to Ira. Go check him out. Ira on Sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I mentioned Chase Claypool. And even before we spoke to Ira, we had another caller who hit us up. And he said, listen, Russell Wilson is getting destroyed in the local Denver markets and in Colorado. And like, okay, yeah, it's because the whole team is losing. Russell Wilson as an overall is not having a crap season. He's better than what he was last year, has about 800 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. But when your defense is giving up 70 points per game, let's be real, who the hell cares? And the answer is nobody. Nobody cares. And so the Bears are going to take on the Broncos, two teams that do not have a win, do not have a victory. Somebody's going to walk away with a W. Are you more confident in the Broncos or are you more confident in the Bears? Well, Mr. Optimism himself, Russell Wilson, he basically said that, I know we can do better. We have to do better. We're going to work hard. We're going to take our vitamins. We're going to say our prayers. We're going to drink some milk. And then we're going to try to win a football game. Listen to Russell Wilson.
I think there's some great things we're doing, but there's some things that we got to get better at. You know, there's some things that we got to clean up, get a little tighter, can't have penalties, especially on touchdown plays, just little things like that. And but I think that there's a lot of great energy, you know, in our locker room, you know, and just got a lot of guys that believe that we're gonna dig our way out of the hole and just continue to focus on being the best version of us every day, you know. And that's really what matters. That's what we got to get to do. And there's a lot of football left.
The best version of y'all sucks. Come on, man. Denver Broncos could be 0-16 heading into the final game of the season. And I could probably play that same clip. And the only thing that'd be different is him saying, oh, we got plenty of football left. He'd be like, we got one more game left. We're going to give it our all. Say something that's, I don't know, human next time, Russell. Just a little human.
He's the worst.
How about this guy? I think this next guy is actually a human being. His name is Chase Claypool. He plays for an 0-3 team. His quarterback ain't throwing him the ball. Nobody knows what's going on with the offense. Chase Claypool is just a piece on the Bears. Right now for the season, only 4 catches for 51 yards. They're talking about whether or not he's motivated. Does he want to be there? This dude's brain is just all over the place. And so the Bears losing to Green Bay and losing to Tampa, getting smoked by Kansas City, Chase Claypool was asked, hey, are the Bears using you correctly? This is what he said.
To showcase the best of what you can do.
No. They showcasing you the best? No. Tell me how you really feel. The Bears are a disaster. At least he didn't blame anybody else. Well, Shep, did he blame anybody else, kind of like what Justin Fields did last week?
No, and then he didn't walk it back either.
Oh, yeah. Who's worse? Is it the Jets or the Bears?
Oh, well, you know, the Bears, only because Justin Fields is too talented to be 5-23. And you feel like the Bears ruined Justin Fields because he showed so many glimpses of promise. And he's a once-in-a-lifetime athlete. Like, I know people are saying Anthony Richardson is the best athlete to play the quarterback position. I still think it's Justin Fields. I think Anthony Richardson is just bigger. But if you look at the Jets, it's just bad luck, JR.
They ruined their quarterback too, bro. I mean,
So I don't know if Darnold was all that great coming out. Zach Wilson certainly was not great coming out of BYU. He fooled a lot of people. He's not the first quarterback to be a bust who was picked number 2 overall. But, JR, Justin Fields has shown you he can be as elusive as it comes to being an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, this is the same dude who's running around saying he's one of the best running quarterbacks that the NFL has ever seen.
He is. That's factually correct.
But the point is, who cares? What does it matter if you can't win a game? And it's not just the coach's fault. It's his fault, too. I mean, you got to be able to go out there and keep guys honest. And that he's failing at, and that the coaching staff is also failing with him. And so, look, nobody cares what you talk about. It's what you do. I don't think Bears fans care that he's one of the fastest and best running quarterbacks that we've ever seen. If you 0-3, what does it matter? He's about to find the bench. And not necessarily this season, but he's about to get acclimated to not seeing any action.
But
and
who,
it's,
yeah.
It's sad.
But, JR, who are they complimenting him with? They're not putting him in a position to be successful. I understand some of it is on him, too. But there's only so many Patrick Mahomes where wherever they go, they're going to make the most out of anything. That is not the Bears situation right now. That's not Justin Fields. And to be honest with you, JR, he's the outside of Trevor Lawrence, he's still the best quarterback from that draft class.
Yeah, but that well, it, from a talent perspective.
Right.
But the fact is that doesn't matter. Like, who cares? Like, they're losing. He is losing the job. The guys who he's working for right now did not select him. And so this year they did go ahead and get him talent. Last year they went a step ahead, and this guy, I think, a little bit off. They brought in Chase Claypool. They were able to go ahead and draft the offensive lineman. I forgot the dude's name. They did bring in DJ Moore. They don't know what the hell they're doing. It's not Ryan Poles' fault here that this guy stinks. He just inherited him.
Talk about the Darnell Wright, I believe, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they just brought him in. Well, they brought in the wide receivers that I mentioned to you, and they're giving him a raw deal, him being Justin Fields. So you got to show something yourself. My point isn't so much about his talent. My point is it doesn't hurt or it doesn't help you when you talk about it. Just shut up and play. That's it. I don't see nobody else running around doing interviews saying, hey, I'm one of the best this or best that. Nobody cares. It bites you in the ass. Everybody has to learn, unfortunately, the hard way when it comes to the NFL. Zach Wilson learned last year that, hey, your teammates don't like you when you don't take accountability when you suck. Justin Fields learned 2 weeks ago you probably shouldn't throw people under the bus when you're losing. It just doesn't look good. And so, look, I remember watching him here in Georgia for Atlanta down the road in Athens, and it was just, hey, man, just run the ball. And then he goes, and he's at Ohio State. Now he can throw the ball. And now he's in the NFL with the Bears, and they don't know what the hell to do with him. This is probably going to be the end of the road for him before they move on. That's just the nature of the beast. It don't matter where he was drafted, what talent he has, and what he says. Shut up and prove it. That's it, man. Don't talk about it. Just go do it. Doesn't look good at the end when you ultimately stink. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. But for the Bears and the Broncos, somebody got to win. And I think the Broncos will finally walk away with a victory. On the other side of the break, I just mentioned to you Atlanta, or at least Georgia. Atlanta Falcons aren't here for the weekend. The Atlanta Falcons are in London. They're going to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars, a team that has been disappointing so far this season. They could not score if their life depended on it. Maybe they'll find some offense in London. Maybe, oh, that's right. That's right. She's not here anymore. Shep, there's no queen no more, right?
I don't believe so.
We gotta figure that out.
Cannot confirm or deny at this moment.
How does somebody become the queen next? Somebody has to have a daughter.
Oh, that
right?
Queen! I thought you meant the band. No, Queen Elizabeth is not here anymore. No, she passed away a year ago.
Yeah, well, she's not here. How does somebody become the queen? One of the daughters?
There's not gonna be a queen for a while. It's gonna be King Charles and then his son.
We're gonna figure this out on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. I'm the king.
Summer may be over, but the beach is open. Whether you're a longtime Bachelor fan or never seen a single show, this season of Bachelor in Paradise is for you. The premise of the show is pretty straightforward. You've got 20 beautiful singles living on a beach with one goal: to find love. There's sure to be romance, laughter, and complete chaos. Love triangles will form, so will love squares, and even love hexagons. 'Cause life's a beach, and then you cry, and cry some more. Yes, this season is going to be bananas. But after 8 years of successfully uniting soulmates and marriage and kids, there is still magic in paradise. So only one question remains: who will find love next? Bachelor in Paradise premieres Thursday, September 28th, 9, 8 central on ABC and stream on Hulu.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle.
Nobody's picking the Colts to win the Super Bowl, so let's just go learn, right?
Well, this is always going to happen. Jim Irsay's calling all the shots there. And the honky-tonk man didn't draft this kid where they drafted this kid to have him look great in practice and look awesome running the scout team. You know what I mean? But yeah, let's play this Minshew cat or whatever on Sunday. Like, no way.
Listen and subscribe to In the Huddle, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.